Hello, I'm Christopher Purdy, and this is Opera Abbreviated from WOSU Public Media and Classical 101.
Fitto di vino, palla la testa, una festa fa preparar. Se trovi piazza qualche ragazza, te come quella cerca menar, te come quella cerca menar, cerca menar, cerca menar.
And that's Don Juan saying, "Bring on the wine, bring on the women," a character of legend and menace whose behavior sadly resonates in today's political climate, but at least he has the charm and genius of Mozart and the opera Don Giovanni. Don Giovanni is the apex of Mozart's career. It was first performed in Prague in 1788, a city which had welcomed his previous opera, The Marriage of Figaro, even more warmly than had Vienna. The full title of this opera is Don Giovanni, ossia il dissoluto punito, Don Giovanni or the guilty punished. The libretto was by Mozart's new collaborator, himself a Don Juan, a scholar, a priest, and a rogue named Lorenzo da Ponte. I wonder if Mozart or da Ponte thought of themselves as Don Juan or as his servant Leporello, who keeps a list of the Don's female conquests. In Spain alone, there are 1,003.
In La Magna 231, cento in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, ma in Spagna son già 1,003.
We are in 17th century Seville. Don Giovanni has set his sights on the noble Donna Anna, the daughter of the Commendatore, and he kills the old man in a duel while attempting to kidnap and seduce the outraged Anna. Remember the duel. Remember the Commendatore. Donna Elvira is another of Don Giovanni's conquests, and she simply will not go away. You'd call her a stalker, though she has reason, and not even Leporello's catalog deters her, but it does break her heart. Donna Anna and her beloved Don Ottavio want revenge, and Don Giovanni is busy seducing the little peasant girl Zerlina on her wedding day, no less.
Thank you.
Don Giovanni is like Teflon. Nothing and no one sticks to him. Donna Anna is outraged. Elvira is heartsick. And Ottavio is love-struck for Donna Anna, but helpless. But he does have gorgeous music. One day, the Don and Leporello come upon a great statue, a memorial to the Commendatore who Don Giovanni killed at the beginning of the opera. Leporello is terrified at that menacing monument, but Don Giovanni orders his servant to invite the statue to dinner, and the statue nods in agreement. And dinner is served, wine, women, Donna Elvira, and a huge marble-encased guest, the statue himself. But he comes not to dinner, but to offer Don Giovanni redemption. Mend your ways. But the Don cries, no, no, no. And with that, Don Juan, Don Giovanni, is drawn into hell. Donna Anna is avenged. Donna Elvira will enter a convent. Leporello will find an honest master. Zerlina sadly goes off to get married. And finally, life does go on, except for Don Giovanni. Don Giovanni, ossia il dissoluto punito. Mozart and Da Ponte, Don Juan, Don Giovanni. That's this edition of Opera Abbreviated for Classical 101 and WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy.